Bloodborne, Book Zero of the Battleborn series, written and narrated by Paul Sadin. Chapter 1. Helorin. Helorin Andel screamed. She didn't want to show anyone in the stuffy tent any weakness. The gods demanded it. Abiku, the god of fertility, taunted and teased. Weakness leaked. They saw. A single grace was her sword sister's absence. Far away from Ulmaka on a mission, she would not see Helorin's shame. A mercy. Her teasing would have been relentless. The warrior Helorin had been mentoring over the past 3 sun cycles, Nidera Elatiro, was outside the tent keeping the curious away. A slip of canvas separated them, but Nidera would never mention Helorin's screams of agony. She was decent, a woman of value.
"Get it out,"
she gritted her teeth, snarling at Itinera, Almaka's milk mother. The message wasn't for the woman, but to the life rolling inside her. The baby promised to be a handful when he entered the world by the way he fought her. The spirit of the desert people was strong in him. The milk mother, half again as old as Helorin, didn't seem bothered by the woman's tone or insistence. In response to the warrior's command, she smiled, lowering her eyelids as if dealing with a child. "This will pass."
"Not quickly enough," Helorin said.
"I would think Olmaka's fiercest warrior could endure something as simple as childbearing," Itinera said, "especially since that warrior has already bore 1 child." So the gods weren't alone in their teasing. The milk mother suddenly found a sense of humor, too? Did she not understand how stubborn this child was? Too hot, tired, and uncomfortable to play along, Helorin said, "This isn't the first time the gods cursed me with a son, but this one?" A sharp pain stopped her mid-sentence. She winced, grabbing her side. Kavin, her mate, rested his rough hand atop hers. His eyes quivered. He shouldn't be showing fear in front of another. Milk mother or not. Had they been alone in the tent, he wouldn't lose status. But the milk mother was watching, and tending, and waiting. As was their older son. It was for him Helorin held her tongue. Itinera sighed as if displeased. "Would you like something for the pain? I can..." "No," Helorin cut her off, flicking her hand. "I'm fine. I just want this brat out of me. I swear he's going to fight the entire way, as stubborn as his father." Kavin nodded proudly. "A sign of a strong son."
"How do you know we're having a son?" Helorin asked.
Kavin's face scrunched.
"You said so yourself, love. Have you changed your mind?"
"My body," she grunted at another kick. "So I say what I want and I change my mind as I see fit. But even I don't speak with assuredness, so you'd be wise not to. At least not until this raging beast joins the world." Underneath her pain, she was vaguely aware of Nidera saying something about the table from the other side of the canvas. No time to concern herself with that chatter. After this baby finished kicking and thrashing his way into the world, she would ask. Until then, no talk or thoughts about the Paramount's business. Itinera snickered.
"I'd listen, Kavin. She'll be out of that birthing bed soon enough, and when she is, she'll make you answer for any words you speak here."
"May my lips be burned by the sun if I say anything wrong," Kavin said, chuckling and turning to his other son, his firstborn with Helorin, but 4th boy in total. Kavin only made sons, it seemed.
He tussled the boy's long black and tan curls.
"What do you think, Nevelin? Do you want a little brother or sister?"
The firstborn son pulled away from his father's hand.
"Doesn't matter."
Even through her discomfort and the distance separating them, Helorin swatted at her son, missing him by 6 hands. Still, the gesture got the reaction her exhausted mind and body desired. The boy's hazel eyes dropped to the rug, and his light brown skin paled by a shade.
"Let's get you more comfortable," Itinera said.
Helorin scoffed.
"Let's get me some mead. 3 or 4 goblets would be a good start. That'll help..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?